It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. A big breaking news Friday edition. It's breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
What is the very latest in terms of reaction to the New Zealand massacre from last night? We'll go to the White House and get reaction. Also talk about the Mueller report's possible finality. We've got a number of other things, including North Korea. Gordon Chang, Brooke Singman, Kaylee McEnany, Chef David Burke. It's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence.
That is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the top Kiwi herself, Jacinda Ardern, as she reported this morning, a great day of darkness, questioning what's going on. We don't know all the details as to why the shooter and the possibly the cell around him decided to carry out this heinous act of killing people innocently in their place of worship. But that is how she is responding to it. And I think that in large measure, New Zealanders are getting great sympathy from across the globe, including here in America, where I think oftentimes we are pegged as being anti-Islamic unfairly. But this is going to be an interesting day for them as a nation. They have very, very, very strict gun control laws, and how that could happen in a place that has those kinds of controls on firearms begs a question. In fact, I'm seeing reports that they're rumoring that maybe it was a private gun owner that stopped the massacre before it got worse than what it already was. We'll get more details on that as we go through the next hour. But I'm glad you're with us. We got a big show for you today. I was at the I was in Fort Lee, New Jersey last night at the opening of a place called Venantas, which is a brand new opening with Chef David Burke. And man, was it packed to the gills. And what a great, great place. He's going to join us a little bit later. You know, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend. And I want to get his take on how to do a couple of tips, you know, with the kids and so forth. How can you have some fun with some food going into the holiday? Gordon Chang's going to be with us. He's going to talk about a not nearly as well covered story today. North Korea is thinking about canceling all of their delayed missile development plans and getting right back into the game and possibly doing some test launches again. We'll get his reaction to that. Kaylee McEnany will be here from the campaign trail. What is the plan now that Beto O'Rourke has jumped in? Does that change the Trump strategy at all? We'll get into that. And to start today with a whole cacophony of stories. Notice the good use of the word cacophony there. Brooke Singman, the top political reporter for FoxNews.com, and she rejoins us on this Friday. Brooke, I always try to use big words when you're on because you're such a wordsmith yourself. I want to impress you with my vocabulary as we're getting into it. So let me ask you, you filed a story earlier today. The president has responded to New Zealand. Basically, what did he do? What has he said thus far?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Well, President Trump earlier this morning, I mean, he offered his warmest sympathy and best wishes to New Zealand, offering full U.S. support. He said, you know, he tweeted earlier, 49 innocent people have so senselessly died, with so many more seriously injured. This white nationalist, or so described as New Zealand officials said, is a 28-year-old man who carried out attacks at two mosques, killing 49 Muslims and leaving more than 20 injured. And I think the count there is further increasing through the day, or I guess the night there now. But you had Ivanka Trump also condemning the attack. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders again offering thoughts and prayers and the solidarity with the people of New Zealand from the U.S. And again, John Bolton, the White House National Security Advisor, he said he's in touch with New Zealand and government officials, and the U.S. has offered their full support there on this tragic day.
Well, it's I think it's important that we stand with the Kiwis. They are good people and not ones to pick fights with folks. So to see something bad like this happen in such a peaceful place is really discouraging. You filed a bunch of other stories in the last 24 hours, not the least of which is the president also talking about the Mueller report today. What is he saying?
Well, the president said this morning that there should be no Mueller report whatsoever. After I think a few things led him to say that this morning. There's been wide speculation for weeks and weeks that this Mueller report is coming any second. Any second, Democrats and Republicans have been saying this since the midterm election in November that this investigation is coming to a close. But here we are now in late March or mid to late March, still with no report, and it is unclear as to when that report would come. But President Trump this morning said that there was, quote unquote, knowingly and acknowledged to be zero crime when special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed. So he's again pegging this whole investigation on, quote, Democrats who were upset that they didn't win the election, the presidential election, electing Hillary Clinton, as he has said repeatedly.
Right.
And in all caps, he said this should never happen to a president again. Now, I think that his tweets really came this week as mounting speculation continues over when this report could come out. Now, I think it's important for everyone to know that when special counsel Robert Mueller actually, quote unquote, drops this report, that doesn't really mean anything. We're not going to see anything. What it means is the special counsel will submit his report to the Attorney General, William Barr, who was just confirmed weeks ago by the Senate.
Right.
And William Barr will then read the report, and it could take weeks, it could take months. And at some point, the Attorney General will submit a report to the House Republican and Democrats on the judiciary, and same with the Senate Judiciary Committee, with his findings or the parts of the report that he believes are able to be made public so that the American people can get a sense of what the conclusion of the investigation brought. But then again, we don't know when that's coming, and we also could never see anything from the report. It really depends on what the Attorney General decides.
Well, and yesterday the House took a non-binding vote, and I think it was unanimous. There was not a single vote against it that said that they would like to see the report made public. So it'll be interesting to see if they do end up doing that. I think the worse it looks for the Department of Justice, probably the greater the likelihood that it will be made public, because I think that people understand that there was a lot of funny business that kind of was the basis for the FISA applications, for the continuing surveillance of the Trump people after the election, et cetera. And none more specific than Peter Strzok, who has done something very weird in the last day. He's defending his illicit affair, and he's saying it did not create a security risk. Brooke, you've written about this. What's the story?
Well, Peter Strzok, this happened last summer. He was before the House Judiciary Committee behind closed doors. As I think your viewers would remember, there was an explosive public hearing that everyone got to watch for hours and hours one summer day last year. But this was a closed door hearing. And this week, the House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins released hundreds and hundreds of pages of transcripts from Peter Strzok's interview and also from Lisa Page's interview from last summer. Well, the part of Peter Strzok's testimony that you're referring to was a line of questioning that actually came up several times. I went through all of these. I think there were 300 pages of his transcript, but it came up several times. Lawmakers, and I believe this question was asked by counsel for the Judiciary Committee, they were asking Peter Strzok whether his affair could have made him vulnerable should a foreign intelligence agency try to recruit him or try to blackmail him. And he continued to say, while admitting, of course, that he was involved in this extramarital affair with Lisa Page, who was a coworker at the FBI, he continued to say that it posed no sort of security risk whatsoever. And I mean, that's the gist of it. He said it over and over that he was not susceptible to any sort of blackmail because of this relationship or anything of the sort. And he also said that he was unsure of whether the FBI or the team in the special counsel's office actually knew about their relationship. And he continued to say he wasn't sure of the level of which they could have known. So I think that's still a little, the details there are a little muffled, but we do know that the two of them communicated on their work devices. Lisa Page just said that they have very, very little evidence when they started the investigation.
So, I remember that, yeah. And it certainly makes it more explainable as to why he seemed so strident in his public testimony. This guy really doesn't think he did anything wrong. And is kind of, I don't know, thumping his chest in that regard in this revealed testimony. Hey, Brooke, as always, great information, and we appreciate you getting us up to speed on this Friday edition.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Kevin McCullough, go read her at foxnews.com and follow her on Twitter. It's a good Twitter feed to follow if you want to stay up to date on what's going on. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Major mess in Middlesex County, New Jersey on 109 northbound, bumper to bumper into Avenue Street in Woodbridge. It's an accident involving a flipped over vehicle and large fluid spill, and at least one lane is out of service. You can try 27 through the area. That's picking up some alternative traffic as well. Parkway not good at all. Northbound Union tolls up towards the area of 150. Southbound slows from 150 right on down towards 140 with a crash, and more delays coming down to 132 with a crash in the center lane. Turnpike southbound Western Spur, jam top to bottom. Pretty much the same story on the Eastern Spur. Car and truck lanes are very heavy, down to exit 13. Across the Hudson River, Holland Tunnel 30 to 40 minutes out. Citybound about 20, 15 to 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. In Queens, eastbound LIE jam BQE out to the Cross Island Parkway. Looks like the Grand Central has a crash eastbound right by the LIE and another one right by Jewell Avenue. And the southbound Clearview's got an accident just before the Grand Central. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow, live.
Jay Sekulow, live.
Here we are in March of 2019, and the House of Representatives has to take up a vote on anti-Semitism, put a resolution forward in the United States House of Representatives after comments by a member of the Democratic Party and the House of Representatives. You've reached a point in the body politic where you have to apologize because of comments from a member of Congress.
Jay Sekulow live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with the end-of-life issues. Go online to BergenJewishChapel.com. There you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities as well. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi interviews one of the nation's top trial attorneys who reveals the practice of callous bean counting versus injuries and deaths due to defective products, poor airline maintenance, and pharmaceutical side effect cover-ups. It's money versus the value of human lives, with a side trip into celebrity privilege in courts. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's a big news Friday. We continue to roll through it with some stories that not a lot of people are talking about, and I think it's important that we do when you consider that you've got so many different moving pieces across the globe and so many different things that are continuing to happen. And in the midst of the New Zealand shooting, I did not want to let this story slip away because North Korea this morning threatened to suspend all negotiations with the Trump administration. They threatened to resume nuclear and missile tests, nuclear development and missile tests. And this was... I don't know, a temper tantrum thrown by the Kim regime, and we'll see what is going on there. But I want to get some perspective on this. Gordon Chang is he's the expert. If you watch Fox News, if you see his hits, you know, and you read any of his books, you know he's got a grasp of this region like no other on planet Earth. And Gordon, I'm grateful for your time. I know it's got to be a busy season for you. But let me just ask you, when North Korea wakes up on a Friday morning and decides they're going to take this tone with Washington, number one, do you believe them? And number two, what should Trump do in response?
Yeah, I think the North Koreans are just bluffing. They do this. They're trying to see how far they can push President Trump. If I were President Trump, I would say, okay, I'm walking away from negotiations, and I'm now going to do something I haven't done since the middle of last May, which is vigorously enforce sanctions, not only on you, but your Russian, Chinese, and South Korean friends. I'm going to make life extremely miserable for you, Kim Jong-un, and then let's see what you're going to do.
So, and do you mean like complete sanctions on all business between the U.S. and China and U.S. and Russia and U.S. and the other partners, or trying to get those people to enforce sanctions against North Korea?
I would need sanctions on those countries that have not enforced sanctions. And clearly the Russians, the Chinese, and the South Koreans have been allowing goods to and from North Korea in violation of U.N. and U.S. rules. So we've got to make sure that these countries don't do business with the North Koreans. One thing that we can do, for instance, is to start imposing costs on Chinese banks for laundering money for North Korea. We've allowed them to do that scot-free. That is unacceptable. That's a violation of U.S. federal law. And I think that what we've got to have is our president say to the Chinese, look, we've got these laws and we're going to enforce them and we're not afraid of you. Unfortunately, right now, I think Beijing is afraid. It thinks that we're afraid of them.
Let me ask you this. The Kim regime, their vice foreign minister, said that Pompeo and Bolton had created, quote, an atmosphere of hostility and mistrust. Obviously, when Trump walked away from the negotiation, it was a pretty strong statement. But is there any way that you couldn't have come away if you're North Korea going, okay, Trump's not satisfied with our position? And then I guess the speculation was, would they ratchet up bad behavior to kind of get Trump back to the table or to try to go along and seek a second way to come back to the discussion? It seems like they've chosen to, at least in rhetoric, ramp it up a little bit.
Well, yes, they have. And they've done this throughout seven decades. So they always try to see how far they can push the other side. And, they did this in Hanoi, where they had a ludicrous proposal, which was that we would drop all sanctions in return for closing one part of their Yongbin nuclear complex. That was just out of the realm of the reasonable. And Trump rightly said, no, I'm not going to accept it. As he started to walk away, the North Koreans then came back and said, look, we'll close all of Yongbin. But unfortunately, that also is not enough. I think what the North Koreans are trying to do by mentioning Secretary of State Pompeo and National Security Advisor Bolton is basically try to divide Trump from his most senior advisors on this. And you notice they did not criticize the president. That's because they think they can get a good deal if they can isolate him from the Pompeos and Boltons of the world.
Well, let me ask you this. I know that you think that they are bluffing. What if they're not? What if he ramps up and fires a missile into the ocean and says, see, I've still got a good program? What is the, I don't know, the raising of the stakes due to the position where we're at?
Well, I think that, you know, and he very well may not be bluffing. In that case, you know, what we should do is we should sanction his regime to the point of extinction. We have not done that. We have sanctions. We have not vigorously enforced them, especially since the middle of last May. We've allowed Kim to hollow out these measures. So all we need to do, I think, is if he decides to go back to testing or do other provocative acts, we then go back and start to actually impose real costs on the regime and on the regime's friends, Russia, China, South Korea.
Now, we've already, through the trade negotiations with China, we've already crippled their stock market about 25% from where it was when we started those. What should our posture be towards China while North Korea is at least spouting this rhetoric?
Well, the most important thing that we need to do is not allow the Chinese, especially Xi Jinping, the ruler, to dangle cooperation on North Korea in return for concessions on trade. The Chinese have tried to do that. We saw that, for instance, before the Hanoi summit, when they publicly asked President Trump to go to Hainan, which is Chinese soil, immediately after his summit with Kim Jong-un. And what we should be doing in general on China is telling them that we can no longer tolerate the theft of $300 to $400 billion a year of U.S. intellectual property. This is a grievous wound to our economy and our future. And regardless of what happens on North Korea, we just need to make sure that China trades fairly. I don't think that we can do that short of disengaging from China and imposing severe costs. But in any event, these are two separate issues, and we've got to prevail on both.
But you would agree that us kind of incentivizing China's participation in the North Korean equation is important to getting a long-term solution there?
I don't think so, because we've got to remember that China has, throughout the course of decades, supported North Korea with, you know, its economy, with a diplomatic lifeline. But most important, they've been supplying technology, components, equipment, and material for their ballistic missile and nuclear weapons program. They're the ones who have made North Korea a real threat, and we have done virtually nothing about it. So, yes, the Chinese have been weaponizing the North Koreans, and they've been doing that because there's been very little in the terms of cost that the United States has imposed on China for some very dangerous behavior. So this is on us, and it's not just on the current president. It's on a series of presidents before him. We've allowed this to happen, and clearly we've got to change course.
All right. Tough talk from Gordon Chang. You follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and get all of his books. Watch him on Fox News, the greatest mind on the region in the media today. Gordon, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have a mix of sun and clouds. We have 68 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer.
This is what democracy looks like!
More than a dozen people are under arrest at a climate change protest here in New York City. According to authorities, the arrests started around 4 o'clock when protesters started blocking traffic on the Upper West Side of Manhattan at the intersection of 81st Street and Central Park West. A couple hundred participated, chanting and carrying signs. In other cities around the world, students left class today to protest in a similar fashion, including in Paris, New Delhi, and San Francisco. The $25 billion Hudson Yards development is now open for business. Scott Pringle has more.
Well, it was more than a decade ago, the city rezoned the Hudson Yards area on the west side of Midtown, a 15-acre site.
It was like a scary, kind of desolate place.
Right.
And now look at all the nice places to sit and enjoy and walk, and the Highlands right here. It's perfect.
Now he's referring to open space, a new park, lots of skyscrapers with office buildings as well, housing, and around 100 retail stores. There's also a climbable crisscross staircase called Vessel. It's apparently pretty popular.
I tried to get tickets because, you know, it's free tickets, but it's all booked up.
next 2 weeks.
Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, hockey, Devils are in Vancouver to battle the Canucks. Rangers are in Calgary. NBA, the Knicks take on the Spurs in San Antonio. Taking a look at the traffic on the southbound Clearview in Queens just before the Grand Central crash. LIE westbound right by Queens Boulevard. A collision eastbound jam from the BQE right out to the Cross Island Parkway. And it looks like the Van Wyck on the northbound side of Jamaica Avenue. A crash being cleared. Bell Parkway westbound near JFK. That's a crash. Cloudy skies this evening. Showers likely. Maybe a thunderstorm too. Overnight clearing. Low 44. Sunshine tomorrow. High 46. Sun on Sunday. High 43. Partly sunny, maybe an early morning snowflake on Sunday, high 45, and sunshine Tuesday, high of 42. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6, Mike Gallagher at 10, on AM 970, The Answer. Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National press secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Still a very somber day as we are rolling through Friday afternoon. That mosque shooting last night, our time, just a horrific reality. 17 minutes that it took to play out, and children killed in the process, 49 victims so far, and more probably in the next couple of days, depending on how those that have been hospitalized fare. But the whole thing live streamed. That's really disturbing. And I know that the president has responded and his team is responding. Kayleigh McEnany, part of that team that's working to try to get him reelected in 2020. And she joins us once again. Kayleigh, the president out early this morning with his support, but he's really standing with the people of New Zealand.
Kevin, there's no doubt about that. Both the president and we at the campaign have expressed our heartfelt condolences to the 49 victims lost, to their families, to those injured and all affected. And, you know, there's no place for religious intolerance. There's no place for targeting someone because of their independently held religious beliefs. It's egregious. It's horrible. We stand against it. We condemn it. And we are here for New Zealand every step of the way.
Yeah, I wasn't really in doubt of that. And I was glad to see the president express that clearly this morning. Let me jump to a couple of stories to get your reaction to. We had Brooke Singman on actually at the top of the show. And one of the things that she's posted in the process of today is this headline. Andrew Weissman, top prosecutor on Mueller team to leave special counsel's office in the near future. According to your response on Twitter, this is not especially surprising to you.
No, it's not. And you know, my question is, why was Andrew Weissman ever on the Mueller probe to begin with? It's pretty striking when you look at this guy's record. He prosecuted Arthur Andersen, charged the entire firm with wrongdoing. 20,000 people lost their jobs. Think about that, 20,000, because of his aggressive prosecution, which was ultimately overturned by the Supreme Court unanimously, 9-0. This guy, how did he have a career, one prosecutor asked. Well, the answer is because he was friends with Loretta Lynch and with Robert Mueller. So he should have never been there. Why was he there from the get-go?
Well, and let's talk about that, Kaylee, for just a second. What do we know about the guys that have been around Mueller for the most of the last 2 years?
Oh, we know that they are Democrats, that they have supported, contributed to Democratic candidates and causes. That's why President Trump always says it's the Mueller witch hunt, him and his team of angry Democrats, because that's what this is. It is a witch hunt. They've gone after anyone and everyone at all affiliated with the Trump campaign. And you got to ask why, you know, guys on the Trump campaign are convicted of perjury. And then you've got guys like Andy McCabe, who are Democrats associated with the Clintons, who walk scot-free. It's exclusively targeted based on one political ideology, which is unfortunate.
And I think that the American people are beginning to see that clearly. What do you think from a legal aspect, Kaylee, because that's the other hat you wear as a Harvard-trained attorney. What do you think the fact that we've now seen, you know, basically everything, all the cards that they had to play with Manafort and with, well, I guess Stone is still to be prosecuted, but with Flynn and with Papadopoulos and with Manafort, we've seen their plea deals. We've seen their convictions of, you know, whatever they are. Obviously, all of it related to stuff that was either post-establishing of the special counsel, i.e. lying to the special counsel or lying to the Congress, but not in what we would call process crimes, but not on substance of anything that the counsel was chartered for. Are there any paths left for them to investigate that we don't have some idea of?
No, there's not. You know, there's no collusion. There's no obstruction. There's no wrongdoing on the part of the president, which is why Mueller and his team had to investigate the past of anyone tangentially related to the president or his campaign to find some sort of wrongdoing so that he could prosecute and justify his own existence. You know, there was no collusion, despite Democrats telling us an elaborate lie for more than 2 years. We knew there was no collusion before this began. Peter Strzok told us that after 8 months of investigating. So this is a special counsel in search of a crime, in search of a conviction to justify its own existence.
Yeah. All right, let me shift gears one more time. How big of a deal is it that the AFL-CIO has thumbs down the Green New Deal?
It's a big deal. This is a huge deal. You know, I've said over and over again, Kevin, that President Trump has made our party the party of blue-collar workers, and Democrats left union members in the dust. Look no further now than the leadership of unions. Remember that the rank and file defected from their leadership, many of whom endorsed Hillary Clinton, and they said, no, we support Trump. But now it's not just a mutiny of the rank and file against the leadership. Now you have the leadership of the AFL-CIO saying, this Green New Deal is going to take jobs from union workers, millions of people, and threaten the livelihoods of their families. So this is incredible now that it's not just union workers, but union leaders saying we
right.
cannot stand with the Democratic Party of today.
I got to tell you a funny story, Kaylee. So I've got this longtime millennial kind of libertarian slash liberal friend. He fancies himself an independent. And he was all excited about Beto's entrance into the race this week. And he said if he can just keep from being crazy, he might have a chance. And he texts me again this morning and goes, man, he embraced the Green New Deal. I guess it was too much of a temptation to expect a Democrat to not be crazy. I said, I think you're right.
Exactly. You know, you look at Beto, embraced the Green New Deal. He's compared police officers to Jim Crow. I mean, this guy's just as extreme as the rest of them. They're all racing towards socialism. And whoever leaves this primary, make no mistake, they will have the indelible scourge of socialism attached to them.
Yep. All right. Kaylee McEnany, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here. When we continue, Chef David Burke had a huge opening in Fort Lee, New Jersey last night. Yours truly was in attendance. I'll also ask the famous TV chef, what are some tips for your St. Paddy's Day celebration for you chefs at home? That's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now's the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Yeah, if it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm still New York.
Last night, I just had a most fun time, as did my lovely bride, because we found a new place that we think we may want to just, you know, go chill sometimes. And if you're in the Fort Lee area of New Jersey, you are going to love the brand new offering, Ventanas. I mispronounced it in the opening of the show today, but that's okay. Ventanas is the name of it. It means window. And one of the partners in that endeavor is our good friend, Chef David Burke. Of course, David Burke Tavern and Woodpecker by David Burke are two of the places that we've told you about in the past. But this is his newest offering. And Chef joins us now. Chef, thanks for being with us on this busy Friday.
Nice to be here, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing
good
well.
Big night last night.
Man, the place was packed, and it was just such an incredible experience. And the food was obviously David Burke, top shelf as always. But let's talk a little bit about this this new spot you've got, Ventanas, and really how it came about.
Well, the principal is Alex Duran. He's the owner of San Cubano, also, and it's built by it's in between the two modern high rises in Fort Lee that are fairly new over the last 2.5 years. So it's sandwiched between two beautiful high rises, and there's a little park behind us with a pond and walking areas and fire pits. Really, world class build out. And Alex and his family put it together. We're doing the food end of it, and so we've combined a menu with both great American food, great American food, Latin influence from San Cubano, which he operates, and also we've added some Asian touches and Korean dishes for the community in Fort Lee. So we got a nice melting pot of a menu and a very big space that can do parties, outdoor dining. We'll be opening for lunch in April and brunch early April, and hopefully the outdoor patio in May.
Yeah. Well, so last night you had a lot of the finger foods that were going around, and the two things that my bride and I couldn't get enough of were the duck and the spiced lobster dumplings. Those things were, we could not find enough of those to eat, David.
I don't remember the duck, but I'm sure we had duck. Yeah, I was busy. But the hors d'oeuvre was miniature versions of what's on the menu for the most part.
Gotcha.
And we made about 6,000 pieces of hors d'oeuvres.
Wow.
And sushi. There's also sushi on the menu here too. We had a great night. We were it's able to hold a lot of people. It's about 450 people there. And we had some celebs come in, and it was nice.
Yeah.
Really good effort. We've been practicing for 2 weeks now, soft opening, 2.5 weeks. And that was the final kickoff. And now we're ready for open for business. And, like I said, lunch and brunch will follow shortly thereafter. We're open every night except Monday at this point. I think we'll open on Mondays in the summer. But the summer, we have such a beautiful outdoor bar and a dining room overlooking the park. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and people, I'm telling you, if you're in the Fort Lee area and you're looking for a new spot, this is going to be the go-to place, and it's right there at the Modern.
Yeah,
so those two huge high-rises are really easy to find, and all you have to do is walk right between the two of them, and you'll find it right there on the
street. I got
to
tell you, it's even a nice walk over to GW. We're 2 miles from Yankee Stadium. You can walk right over that bridge if you wanted to. If somebody wanted to come over for a brunch or something on Sunday or Saturday, Saturday afternoon, it's. So we're excited about it. Really, a lot of work, a big project, lots of work, and it's nice that opening day is behind us now.
Well, I gotta imagine that when you get one of these done, David, it's kind of like giving birth. Like you've for 9 months you've been doing everything you can, and then finally it happens, and then you're like, whew, and now the real work begins.
As good as it is now, we have to the critics come in, and the idea is that we gotta just strive for excellence and do the best we can every day, because we're always getting judged. It never rests, and there's always improvements, and there's a lot of moving targets in the restaurant business, a lot of things that could go wrong, so you got to minimize those and make sure people leave happy,
Yeah. No, they did. And our good friend, our good mutual friend, Joseph Chinque, was very impressed, as he always is, with your efforts. Hey, Chef, let's talk this weekend. St. Paddy's Day is in the air, and I've already had my first serving of warm corned beef with some nice broth and some other stuff. But I'm thinking for families and for kids and for the kind of environment that we may be around this weekend, what's a couple of fun things that the home chefs can do?
Well, you can always take corned beef and replace bacon with it. So you can do corned beef and eggs, and you can make an omelet. We make raviolis with it too. We make like a Reuben ravioli. We take pastrami and cheese and sauerkraut or any leftovers, turn them into a ravioli, or you can take those leftovers and put them into pancake batter and make pancakes. You know, like sauerkraut and a cabbage. I mean, cabbage, dry it up, some corned beef, and into a pancake instead of making sandwiches all the time. But right. Also try to barbecue some corned beef. Throw it on the grill. It's not going to be that cold. Throw it on a grill and barbecue it. Really delicious.
What is the key to making the corned beef its best?
Well, you got to buy a good piece of meat. You know, you can buy. It's got to be braised. Usually cooked corned already or brined, and then you got to cook, heat it up in some liquid. You know, add some veggies. Sometimes it's a cabbage. Well, what's really good about cabbage is the cabbage itself, but it's the broth. If you poach that broth that's the corned beef warmed up in with the cabbage, is beautiful. So make sure you turn that into a soup, or you puree the potatoes into that, make a potato cabbage soup. It's beautiful. So you can do stuff like that, and just keep the corned beef. Don't kill it to death. It's already cooked.
Right.
All you need to do is warm it up. Don't boil it again for like 3 hours. It's already cooked. All you got to do is warm it up. Let that broth reduce, let it soak. And, you know, season. You know, sometimes corned beef is a little on the salty side. So add pepper, add garlic, add some vinegar, and spice it up.
My favorite part of St. Patty's Day is that you get the spicy of the mustard, you get the bitter from the cabbage, you get the hearty from the corned beef. It is one of my favorite and widest palates of any specific holiday, and you've given me some things to think about here, David. Thanks again. Congratulations on last night.
And whiskey. Don't forget the whiskey. Whiskey helps everything.
How could I ever forget that, David? all right, Chef, we'll talk to you again soon, and thanks again.
Ventanas. And your wife, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Ventanas in Fort Lee. It's right there between the two huge towers called the Modern. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Coming back with my final thought. Don't go away.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi interviews one of the nation's top trial attorneys who reveals the practice of callous bean counting versus injuries and deaths due to defective products, poor airline maintenance, and pharmaceutical side effect cover-ups. It's money versus the value of human lives, with a side trip into celebrity privilege in courts. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now, I want to talk about the Wonder Bible. We all have limited time in the day. We all have busy schedules, which means we're all sometimes insufficiently getting the word when we want it and how we want it. We're all busy. It just happens. So let me introduce you all to the Wonder Bible. It's an audio Old and New Testament recording that you can take anywhere and use anytime. It's available in both the King James Version or the New International Version. Skip to any chapter or pause at any point. Come back to it later. You can even take the Wonder Bible with you while you drive. Listen to the Bible as a source of inspiration. Buy one Wonder Bible for just $39.99 plus $5.99 package and handling. Get an optional second Wonder Bible for 50% off with free shipping and handling. To order your Wonder Bible, call 1-800-557-4602, 1-800-557-4602, or you can go to their website, wonderbible.com, that's wonderbible.com. One Wonder Bible audio player, one Wonder Bonus USB charging cable, 10 new bonus meditation tracks, also available in King James Version and the New International Version.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Win a $20 St. Gaudens gold coin, MS62, from Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital educates people on how to protect and take care of their money through proper diversification. Learn why it's imperative to own gold in these volatile markets. Enter online at AM970 The theanswer.com. Contest runs January 14th through April 14th, and every entry will receive the 2019 Survival Kit at no cost to them. One online entry will be chosen at random on April the 14th and announced on my show April the 15th. See complete contest rules at am970theanswer.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We will be there. New Zealand has been a great friend and partner for many years. Our relationship has never been better. And what they're going through is absolutely terrible.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very interesting and I think very troubling days we live in. I think you can't get away from what happened in New Zealand yesterday without coming away with this idea, this understanding that mankind left to their own device ends up in really bad places. We'll find out more. We don't know much about the shooter, but it does appear that there were people that at least knew about it and maybe have tried to help him. And on that level, you've got evil being assisted. Very interesting also, and we almost overlooked the president vetoing the national emergency declaration, which I think is exactly the right thing to do. I don't understand the vote that went down in the Senate this week. I don't understand how I watched even more congressional testimony today, earlier today, of some of the lower committee hearings and people that were testifying, and AOC's in there and she's saying, well, you know, why would we declare this a national emergency and not the opioid thing? Hey, Ninny. We declare the opioid thing a national emergency. We've got an opioid piece of legislation that came out that Congress is choosing to address the issue with, that the president signed. Massive bill. Lots of action being taken there. But when you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, tons literally, of drugs that are killing Americans coming across the border, Dan Crenshaw, I watched one of his segments of one of the hearings where he had a girl come to his office in Washington. Dan Crenshaw is the congressman from Texas with the patch over one eye because he lost it in service to his country. But she came to his office and she said, Congressman, I was human trafficked over the border. I was brought to New York City. I was raped five times a day for several years. And she said, there is more of this happening than anyone realizes or understands. We have to do something about it. That girl just came across the border under the custody of someone who wasn't a relative. And that's the life that they were subjected to. When people say, you know, oh, we're worried about the separation of kids and families. Well, what about those families? What about the families that have buried their children because of the opioid crisis? Yes, Mr. President, declaring the national emergency was the right thing to do. I'm ashamed of the 12 Republicans that opposed you, but the veto is the right thing. We're on the right path. Friends, do not lose heart. We will prevail. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.